still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just got the alert, so now I'm kind of singularly focused on this. They just passed the bill to actually ban TikTok. It's not officially banned. It won't be for a year. We were just joking about it with the Rich Cracker contest, but TikTok getting banned is like they got both Democrats and Republicans on the same page. And whenever that happens, I get nervous. That usually means something horrible's already happened, and they're acting like they're being proactive before we find out about it, but... Would ban it? Like, I'm not sure where I stand on that. I think TikTok is dumb and mainly just for predators and teenagers. I don't think any reasonable adult on TikTok is a normal person. For example, John Jay.
I was just going to say that same thing.
He's way too excited about appealing to teenage girls on that. That's how I see it. If you're a man in your 50s dancing on TikTok, that's usually grooming. I think that's called grooming, and you. It's just weird. It's like hanging out. To me, being on TikTok as a grown man is like being outside the chain link fence at Roosevelt Elementary School in Tempe. It's just you're close. There's a barrier. But it's still weird. It's still not. You're not supposed to do it. Like, you shouldn't be there. So if you've got a TikTok page and you're in your 50s and you can't wait to reenact the latest like scene from Moana, you're a weirdo.
Latest dance moves.
Yeah, if you're dancing and you and your wife are doing weird stuff. Like, you're grooming. Like, you are... You're the Epsteins to me without any money. You're sort of the ones going, look, I can make teen girls think I'm hilarious and cool. And that's just not normal to do out loud. Sure, you'd like a teen girl to find you attractive. It makes you feel young again. But you don't go out of your way and, like, advertise for it. Like, if a college girl walked up to Brett today and said, man, you are a very good-looking man, Brett's going to blow up, feel pretty good about himself. Now, if Brett's on TikTok, like, dancing to K-pop, I'm like, Brett's trying to get teen girls to like him. It's weird. So I don't get that part of it. I also think that TikTok is a, like, we already knew. I'm confused. So I'm speaking without really knowing. But we've known the whole time it was Chinese-owned. And in the last year or two, it's gone back and forth on whether or not we should ban it or whatever, freedom of speech this, freedom of speech that. Isn't it better to just keep them around now that we know who owns it? And keep our eye on it as the, you're up to no good, we know it. So if we ban it, won't that open the doors for dark TikTok? Won't it then like be like something we don't know? At least we know where the bad guy is. It's like keeping your enemy close. But it'll be a year before they ban it.
It could be too late on the information side of it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like the cat's kind of out of the bag. But they've got to wait a year to see if there's enough investors to buy out the Chinese company. But in the meantime, if I'm the Chinese company,
is that the main reason for the ban? And is
China?
Also,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's a chunk of it. But are they also saying, you know, some of the research is falling? It causes depression.
Oh, Brady, they do not care about your kids. Nobody's going to do research and go, we need to stop this.
Maybe that's
the
how they got it passed.
Children.
Finally,
we're not making the money on it. B, some company that can steal from America is and influence elections and stuff like that. I think they're nervous now because TikTok. Users are pushing 18. You know, it started by being appealing to 13 and 14 year olds about 6 years ago, and now they're all in college. So I think they're worried about misinformation for election purposes and things. So they're just covering their own ass. If you ever think to yourself that the government's in it for us, you're crazy. You're goofier than they are to think, well, they did some research and they found that it was you know, and to shove it into a foreign aid bill. Look, I'm not a political genius at all. I look at this stuff and kind of just wonder, like, if it was just my life and I knew Brett was trying to get me, I'm not banning Brett. I'm keeping Brett. It's the mob.
You keep
an eye on your guy. You don't want him out of the picture.
Friends closer, enemies closer.
Because if I get him out of the picture, I don't know who I'm looking at.
It's the Godfather.
It's the Godfather. You got to keep that guy around because if I get rid of him, I don't know who's pulling the strings. So long as I know who's in charge of it, I can keep an eye on it. Of course it's crooked. But more so, we should ban John Jay from it. I think that's the bigger thing. I think guys like John Jay, let's start there. Let's put an age limit on TikTok of 27. And even then, I think we're pushing weirdo status. Oh, yes. If you're over 22 and you want to do TikTok dances, no. And especially if it's sexy. Like Hildy, she used to do the TikTok stuff. And it's like, all right, move on to OnlyFans. Let's grow up a little bit here. If we want to be objectified, let's do it for some real cash and do it for some real benefits here. But it doesn't make sense to me that it's, you know. And it'll take a year to ban it. So aren't you just telling your bad guy you got a year to really do some damage? I mean, in a way, if I told Brett, I'm like, all right, I know you're up to no good. You've got until April 24th of next year to knock it off.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Exactly. I'm just giving Brett the, all right, I got a year to get everything I need out of this. And then you start building dark TikTok. Because it isn't going to stop your rat kids from finding a TikTok-like thing that's probably even more dangerous.
They'll create another American service.
Well, or China will create another one, and your kids will jump on it. Before we realize what's going on, it's the real bad guys. And they'll do it through some
TikTok
Russian
America.
European thing. Remember that one face swap deal that everybody was going nuts at? And we found out that was a Russian, like, it was a massive Russian spy. Like, they had bad ties to everything. And we had to figure out how to get people to not like it. I think a good whack to the back of your kid's head saying, we don't goof around with, my grandpa hated buying things that weren't made in the USA. He'd yell at you for that. And give your kid a whack in the back of the head and say, we don't buy these big Chinese massive internet company stuff. Get off of it.
Not my Caden Hayden Braden.
Yeah.
Caden Hayden Braden, he just makes his videos. He's fun.
All right. You welcome him into your house. And I'm on the other end, too. It's the same as the COVID shot where everybody all of a sudden, I looked at Fat America after they'd take their cholesterol pills and their blood pressure pills and then go get their diabetes shots and then hop on the Ozempic and then yell at me for saying, I don't know what's in that stuff and I'm not putting it in my body. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, because you've treated your body like a temple for so long. Suddenly you're the bastion of health. That was the worst argument. I could hear you going, I don't want it. But don't start telling me it's because I'm not putting things in my body that'll make me unhealthy. Okay.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Same thing with this kind of deal. It's like nobody really knows what's going on. What other companies do you have in your phone that are Chinese? Do you know?
Probably every other
all
one.
Yeah. My Samsung TV. I know that's Korean. We're friends with them. How good are friends? I don't know. Yeah. It's great TV. Who? What do I own that is Chinese? Like.
Might be probably everything.
I can't tell you how many things that are made in the electronics in my house are probably Chinese.
Yeah.
I know a lot of things I have. I built a small doghouse last night. Almost positive that was all from China.
Your iPhone.
iPhone has to be mostly Chinese, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like them either. Not Chinese people. Well, I can't say that I like all of them.
Built some good products.
Sure. Do they? I don't know. What product?
Egg Foo Young, egg rolls.
They got some good food. All right, we'll go there. I do like egg rolls a lot. Is that something that has a little chip in it? I don't know. I don't care. But the TikTok is definitely, let's ban John Jay first and then. It's just, yeah, it just creeps me out that a man would want to be on it in the first place. I mean, if you had a friend, like, again, I'll go back to Brett, because you seem to be sort of a dude. I think people see you that way. It's like Brett's a guy, like he does guy stuff, almost a throwback to, not the Marlboro Man, but somewhere in between Marlon Brando and I don't know, Ryan Seacrest. You're a modern man, but you still got some
more Seacrest.
Mostly Seacrest by the pants.
There's no twink in there.
But if Brett came to me and said, "You got to see my new TikTok video," immediately I'm kind of creeped.
I just
remember we started
that.
Doing that wild thing,
and we talked you out of it, like TikTok. Yeah. You don't have it anymore.
No.
Yeah, we got rid of the TikTok because you did a thing with your daughter, and it was a little dance, and I'm like, "This is your this is grooming."
And sprinted against a warthog, tried in a foot race.
Again, that to me, you trying to endear yourself to the TikTok audience is you're like everybody bad in the Quiet on the Set documentary. You're like all the bad people from Nickelodeon have TikTok. Would that's the company you keep? That Brian Peck guy in the Nickelodeon documentary that raped Drake, he'd have a TikTok page, and you wouldn't be surprised by it. That tells you all you need to know about TikTok. If your kids are on it and you don't want them on it, that's up to you. You can ban it at home. But if you're a grown man with TikTok, you need to really look in the mirror and go, "Why am I doing this?" And I'll respect the answer if it's, I'm trying to f*** young girls. Oh, okay, like college-age girls. Oh, okay, I gotcha. It's still creepy, but at least you are admitting exactly what it is. Because otherwise... Yeah, it's TikTok can do some damage, and I think it's more election year based than anything else. I don't think they really care about our health or our well-being. I think it's more about worrying that there's an outside entity that can make young people vote a certain way, and they don't want to. They want to be in control of it.
I don't know how many times they ended up. I know at least one other time tried to cancel it, and it didn't happen. The government.
Oh yeah. But again, yeah, that's keep them tight. Another thing, and this is to be fair to Brittany Griner, she's going to be a WDAD. There's some people who just got back from Turks and Caicos, not Russia, but they got back from Turks and Caicos. At least the wife did. The husband's still there because they were packing up their bags and they decided to throw a little ammunition in the bags. Well, it's wildly illegal to have guns and weaponry and ammunition in Turks and Caicos. It's against the law there. They're on this big thing here now where the wife's going on TV going, "Oh, my husband's detained in Turks and Caicos." And okay, what'd you do? "Well, we didn't mean to, but we packed a bunch of bullets." I guess you're going to do some time then. That you're know your country's lost. I don't feel sorry for you. And I
didn't mean to.
Well, right. They just had it laying around, and when they were picking up clothes to put them in the suitcase, they accidentally grabbed a bag of
ammo.
It happens. How often does it happen at your house?
All the time. Like,
"Whoops, I was making dinner and I mixed in some bullets." But now they're on CBS News and they're going, "Oh, we've got to do something. The American government has to help my..." No, they don't. And by the way, I don't think the Turks and Caicos jail is probably that bad. At least the views are probably pretty amazing. So if you pack ammo and go to a country who hates that, your fault. Your fault. They said, "We were trying to pack our board shorts and flip-flops. Packing ammunition was not at all our intent." Well, you've made it worse, because if you can't catch ammo in between your flip-flops without realizing you're packing ammunition, you're doing it on purpose.
Maybe it's like a little box of 22 shells or something. She thought it was her Midol.
Let me paint the picture for you real quick. You're picking up your flip-flops. You got three things in your hands. And yeah, you got a pair of board shorts, and you're like, "Flip-flops, little box, flip-flop, board shorts.
Heavy.
Wow, heavier than normal flip-flops, noisier than normal flip-flops. Remington written on the side of the box. I should probably not pack this." Unless you're in such a hurry that you can't tell the difference between flip-flops and ammunition, I think you should sit down for a few days in jail until you figure out to be a little bit more attentive.
"I thought it was my Zog sex wax."
Yeah, I could have sworn it was just for my surfboard. Turns out I brought loads and loads of ammunition to a country that frowns on it, and now I want everybody's help to get out. Don't you feel sorry for me? No. Yeah, they went back to Oklahoma City's airport in tears because she had to go home. Her husband, Ryan, is in jail in the island facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years.
Ooh!
I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for you. I know I'm supposed to free the American and whatever else, but I also want dumb Americans to stay in jail in countries that... I watched that Locked Up Abroad, and I'm like, you're all doing this to yourselves. You're the one driving alcohol through the deserts of the Middle East, and you get caught, and you're like, oh, this is unfair. No, it's not.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You knew.
So did he get it? They packed it in Oklahoma, not knowing.
It says on the thing, they returned to Oklahoma's thing. They were very upset. Husband's still there, facing a 12-year sentence because the security allegedly found 4 rounds of hunting ammunition on his carry-on bag. Even weirder,
4 bullets.
4 bullets. Stranger to just toss that in and have them there. So we're trying to pack our board shorts and flip-flops. That's in Turks and Caicos, by the way. They're not here packing and then getting caught there. They're there and put it back in their bag.
That he used for his last hunting trip.
I guess. And he had a few stray bullets floating around in the suitcase. But that's not what she said. We were busy packing our board shorts and flip-flops and accidentally mixed in some ammo. Then they don't really get into anything else and start talking about another guy who's been down there in jail for a while for the same thing. Spent 8 nights, he only did 8 nights, in a local jail, the darkest, hardest times of my life. Knowing that your family is at home in pain while you're there. Possessing a gun or ammunition is completely prohibited on the islands. And tourists previously often able to just pay a fine, but they got real strict with it lately. If you're going to a foreign country, know their rule.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It's hard.
I don't feel bad for you. This guy says, John, it goes deeper with TikTok. They can put algorithms in to influence what people see. It's called controlling media, in a sense. They're huge evidence. Those owners are controlling the material that's viewed by certain areas of the world. Direct influence. I could care less. I don't use it, but it's not regulated. And no way to do so because the government can't control it because China has. All right. But, again, I only ask, what else? It can't be just TikTok that China's got a couple other... Well, the DJI drones, I don't know if you've seen those, DJI. I have one. They're awesome. Cops use them like crazy. And now they're worried that because, because you have to fly it through your phone app. So you download the DJI app, so now that's on your phone.
Yeah.
And you're basically doing surveillance for them. And the cops are like, this is the best product on the market. And I agree, that DJI drone I have is awesome. Tiny little guy. The camera work is ridiculously good, but the big ones that the cops have, that's all the same. Conan O'Brien's on his show right now on Netflix, and he uses the DJI drone all over, and he talks about it. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's no escape.
I care more about John Jay's videos. That's influential to me, that you've got that old man dancing around for kids. And again, how about that? Let's start here. Let's start with the Holmberg's morning sickness rule. If you're a man listening right now and you've got TikTok, ban yourself from it. Can we start there? And then talk to Kirby.
If
have a TikTok?
I can do it, you can do it.
Brady did it a long time ago through strict ridicule from other men who realized, you know what you're doing here is grooming children. That's not it. And then you kind of realized, if I do another dance here, who's watching? If you're dancing right now and realize midway through the dance, the only people interested in that dance are children, stop dancing. That's the deal. So let's start there today. We'll do our part. Brett, you don't have TikTok.
No.
Yeah.
No, my man.
If you're of drinking age and have a TikTok, let's shut her down today. If you're a mom... And you've got TikTok, and you love the affirmation you get daily for how hot you are or what it is. Move on to OnlyFans. That's good. I don't think TikTok's for anything other than like people being ridiculously unfunny most of the time.
Well, they're all. I mean, isn't the reason that try to go viral and make money with it?
Being Top Gun.
All right. The most recent TikTok video of John Jay is him applying his CPAP mask and trying to be cool about it. Who's he showing that? Who?
I don't know.
Who else relates on TikTok?
Got nothing.
Brady doesn't. Tic-tac. You get the TikTok and you're watching that. If you're look at all the rest of it, it's just teenage kids, yeah. Koreans.
I was chilling.
Terrell, you got.
I don't know what that one's gonna say. So
I
be
don't
careful
either.
With
be
that
careful
one.
With all of them.
Where's his videos at?
Yeah, I don't think if you've got it, you're just you're trying to get kids. That's it. Anyway, just strange. We're just in a strange time. There's another. There's a girl.
Funny.
My daughter's a bitch.
See? Yeah. If you're going to call a young person an asshole on TikTok, I'm all for it. But yeah, we need to stop John Jay. That's the one, really. Let's. If you could email him today on behalf of us and just say, get off TikTok. It's Mr. Orange's haven is what it is. That's where Mr. Orange probably hung. Did Mr. Orange have a TikTok? I guarantee you he had a TikTok.
I guarantee it's gone by now.
Well, I bet you it probably was wiped out, but I bet you he had a TikTok. Anyway. Kirby doesn't have TikTok, or does she?
No.
No. Is she allowed to, or is she just not interested? You live
she
there.
She just not stopped. I just know she has no interest in it.
Okay.
But I guess if she, you know, if she was, I'd probably say no.
You would say no to the TikTok. Yeah. Good move. Why? Because of guys like John Jay. It opens the door to, like, predator types that are doing funny. The last thing you want is her watching a 50-year-old guy putting a CPAP on going, "That's just like my daddy. He seems safe." And then she contacts him. Next thing you know, she's at a weird strip mall eating corn dogs. You don't want that. Invite the predators into your house. Cancel your TikTok today. That's my message. I like it. If the government's going to ban it, you should ban it for yourself. And if you happen to be a man in your 30s, 40s, or 50s with a TikTok page, I highly recommend KDKB as a radio station. I don't want you. I don't want to be number one on your presets when the cops pull you over with the rubbers and alcohol for the 15-year-old whose house you're driving to.
Hi there.
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, just listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness. I got rubbers and a teddy bear and some beer.
Where you headed?
Who's the sophomore needed some help with his homework, so.
Can I see your TikTok page? Are you BoneZone69?
Yeah, that's my TikTok name. That's normal.
There's a bunch of John Jay TikToks. Just delete that. I can't even look at it. It's creepy. It's just creepy.
Where do you get drip? I felt a little tickle in my throat, so I call Mike.
Oh, he's just getting free stuff on it. That's what he's doing.
John Jay's Morning Cup.
Yeah. Evidently, he's the worst.
How dare you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you like that.
He makes Brady look like he overpays. We got a Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. Ban yourself from some stuff today. Be a good citizen. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.